Leadership is a skill that can be learned. And in this episode, I'm going to show you how to become one of the best leaders by learning from my own experience. I really believe this is kind of, again, me just giving you a glimpse in these next 5 days of the type of leader that I am, the lessons that I've learned, and how I keep going. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to be able to just give you these next few days. It is a Taco Tuesday, and we all know that I know that I love Al Pastor Taco. So what is your favorite taco? Well, needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, let's kick it off. The music is here live and well. Y como siempre, let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal mi gente? Señoras, señores, mi nombre, my name is Noan El Boricua, and I have been leading teams now for over, I want to say between 10 to 15 years in my professional experience, both in the workplace as well as within the community. And this episode, I kind of want to share some of the secrets, but also some of the things that I think we all know what to do when we're trying to motivate our teams. And I think really it always boils down to motivation. In my experience, I've always had those opportunities where I've had leaders tell me in my entry level days that I was quote unquote the people's champ and that I wore my passion on my sleeve. But I really think when your employees are motivated, your team, they will go above and beyond for you as well as for the company, even if that means taking on extra tasks or getting up early. That's why in this episode, I wanted to talk about the ways of kind of like keeping people motivated so you can get more out of them without really changing anything else about your business or even within your own skill set. And I think that was something that, you know, just to give you context of this story, was I just remember that throughout my years, even now, there are moments where sometimes people take the wrong impression of why I am so motivated. I'm super honored. There are some ex-colleagues of mine and really teams that I actually managed before that still reach out to me and they tell me, hey, Noan, I still remember those days at the store. I remember the days on this team that we volunteered. I just want to say, I still remember your motivation, your pep talks. And I always share when I had the opportunity to open the store, you know, super early in the morning. Those of you guys that work in retail and food industry, you know what I'm talking about. And you get in early. It's a little tough to get out there. But I think that one of the greatest things is for me, myself, I said this in kind of part one of yesterday in this, like, me being vulnerable. And really, the series of, like, Dígame Noan, it is one of these. In order to be motivated, you need to understand your calling and your purpose. And you need to understand the self-discipline it takes. Because if I cannot find my motivation, I don't expect for my teams to be motivated. And I think a lot of times that is the biggest challenge that we have. So again, it's one of those things that we try to understand and learn. I actually want to share a book that I'm really grateful for my job. And the book is called Multipliers. The author, Liz Wiseman, as much as I wish I can kind of do an audiobook for you guys, it's really important to understand because she talks about really the what's called like the multiplier, like the talent magnet and the diminishers. And what I love about this book is that, and I kind of bookmarked some of these things, is she had the opportunity to really understand the importance of like why she does what she does. And I think one of the biggest things that I loved what she called out was understanding this whole concept of this multiplier effect. So one of the things that she kind of speaks about is understanding, and Bono, you know, U2 lead singer, if you guys don't know who that is, he said, quote, "It has been said after meeting with the great British Prime Minister William Ewart Gladstone that you left feeling that he was the smartest person in the world. But after meeting with his rival, Benjamin Disraeli, you left thinking that you were the smartest person in the world." I think for us to really understand the importance of this, and again, I'm trying not to, like, there's so many things I want to read with you guys, but I think one of the biggest things is that people that understand how to be kind of like this magnet of talent attraction is really utilizing people at their fullest. So when I've been utilized at my fullest by my leader, it's only motivated me. It's only gotten me super excited to be able to now lead my teams and lead my people. And this is Liz, I'm gonna go ahead and quote this. It says, once again, a talent magnet has uncovered the native genius of others, that he or she looks for opportunities that demand that capability. Some of these are obvious, others require a fresh look at the business or the organization. Once they've engaged in a person's true genius, they shine this spotlight on them. So what? Other people can see their genius in action. And I think one of the biggest things that I learned was really understanding of like, how do we make these connections and how do we constantly look at this? Because this is the reason why, you know, connecting conexiones here at Fio Pasión, when I seek out being a great motivational leader, I also understand that it's this art of connecting people's geniuses to the opportunities that allow them to be used at their highest point of contribution, which is a natural but deliberate management approach. So one of the examples is, and one of the questions, could there be people in your customer service department that would produce $1 million in value if they were unleashed on the right opportunity? Are there people on your team who are being blocked from working at a higher point of contribution? And I think one of the biggest things that we need to understand, and I don't want to get into like this whole concept, but it's really understanding like, how do we block out the blockers? And again, that's, you know, that's for another conversation for another day. But I just think it's when we really understand the importance of why we need motivation is because of the fact that when you motivate others and you inspire them, they want to do their best. They want to be able to go out and do things that other people would never give them the opportunity to do. Look, I'm gonna give you guys some really quick ones because I'm kind of rambling. But again, I'm just trying to tell you like why I love to motivate people. And it does come from a genuine place. I truly believe that God has given every single person in this world at least one talent and gift. And my hope is that I can be used to just kind of be the channel for whoever that is on my team, in my organization, for them to be able to shine in their gift. Look, I'm not looking, look, I guess for me, it's like the drummer. The drummer is the guy in the back, the drummer who's just holding the beat. Because all I want to do is allow my lead singer, my guitar player, my keyboard player to be able to get that moment in that spotlight. But my job as a leader in the band, I need to keep the beat and the rhythm. A lot of times there's lead singers and other musicians that sometimes don't trust the drummer for some reason. And I think I've encountered many times in my career where peers of mine don't trust me for whatever reason, or they think it's not coming from a genuine place, or they may think that there's a motive behind it, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, man, I just want to see everybody win. See, if you're on my team, you were chosen because of your talent. You were chosen because of your gift. So it's my job to trust in your talent and be able to open up and guide and allow you to really do the best that you know what to do. Celebrate you and allow you to get the promotion and get to the next level. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. So what can we do and what can we be reminded of? Because there are moments where I get unmotivated because somebody, a peer or someone tells me, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling you, or you know what? I think you're being fake. When in reality, I'm not. I'm being honestly the person that I'm just trying to be the biggest cheerleader in your life. It's interesting, many times that I've had the opportunity to mentor someone professionally or as a friend, it's interesting how they always say, man, you always make me feel so good. You make me feel like if I'm the greatest, you know, whatever role it is in the world. Well, it's because I really do believe that you are. I just hope you believe that. I mean, that's the reason why you came to me in the first place, right? Because you're going to try to level up and get to the next level in order for you to grow in your career. So I get it. People doubt. People are insecure at times. People don't trust. But I just hope that when you get to meet me, just know that I always come from a sincere place. Let me give you guys kind of some stats. Back in 2018, I had this article from Forbes, and they said, according to Gallup, the purpose of performance management is to improve the quality of work, productivity and other business outcomes. But they say, but the traditional approaches have consistently fallen short. So they give these numbers. It says only 2 in 10 employees agree strongly that their performance is managed in a way that motivates them to do outstanding work. It says 30% of employees strongly agree that their manager involves them in goal setting. Employees whose managers involve them in goal setting are 3.6 times more likely than other employees to be engaged. 21% of employees strongly agree that their performance metrics that are within their control. 14% of employees strongly agree that the performance reviews they receive inspire them to what? Para mejorar, to improve. And lastly, 26% of employees agree that the feedback they receive helps them do what? Better work. What's the result? The Gallup poll back in 2018 estimated that the cost of like poor management and lost productivity from employees in the U.S. who are not engaged or actively disengaged is anywhere between, crazy numbers, $960 billion to $1.2 trillion a year. So what do leaders need to do? They need to be able to motivate. And I think it's like, here's the thing. My hope is that we understand that number one, comunicación, and numero uno, communication is key. Because what does that do? It kind of equates more success. So we know that without a doubt, one of the key elements of any strong leader fosters what? Motivation. So people always have this natural feel to be recognized, and learning how to effectively communicate is key. Because I think for me, how is someone on your team supposed to successfully carry out any kind of task if they're unsure of what the task entails, why they're doing it, or how to best approach it? Effective leaders are always good communicators, and motivation is a product of that. The other thing is, I know you guys, I always get this a lot, like, oh man, Noan, you're so motivating, and you are so, the letter P, positive. And I think that's huge. Henry Ford said, I have it here on my laptop, quote, think you can or think you can't. Either way, you're correct, end quote. Optimism is always the leader's most important tool in fighting the employee, like, you know, pessimism that can kill motivation or maybe sometimes kind of like derail the goals for the company. But my hope is that we understand that we need to have those moments of really the growth and being positive and optimistic. Another one is, and I said it earlier, make connections that communicate the why, el porqué. Because I think when we understand the why, you know, for example, like a text message, a DM can communicate this why to a team member or teammate. But the most effective way is always building that really person to person, that those one-on-one. Leaders grow and thrive when they establish these really strong bonds. And that's what I've done over the years. It's crazy to understand my phone book that I'm constantly always having to check my, you know, it's interesting how many people you can meet along the way when you're very optimistic and you really understand the biggest opportunities of building those networks. Because at the end of the day, if I can praise those members, if I can praise my peers, that also builds motivation. And that's something that I love to do. And one of the things that people think that I always do too much, though, is I be asking way too many questions. And I think a motivating leader regularly has to engage in those around them to find out, where do you stand within your job? Where do you stand on a certain idea? What can we do to be able to connect, you know? And my hope is, like, do you have your resources? If not, what can I do to connect you, you know? I always make the joke, it's kind of like in you know, all the Marvel movies, but specifically in the Ant-Man, when that one line that guy always says, you know, oh, I know a guy, is to say, I'm like that dude. I'm the guy that says, hey, I know a guy, or hey, I know a girl. Hey, I know someone that can connect you. Hey, I know this particular leader. It's so big on knowing that. But I think at the end of the day, it is just, you know, it's just that effective leadership where there's motivation creates results. It creates el porqué, the why, and how do we accomplish it. And when a leader is able to translate the message or this message to their team members, but more importantly, kind of act as a role model and a teacher, then yo, you're gonna be surrounded by some really motivated people. Ooh, Dios mío, déjame decirte, man, cuando tú tienes gente, when you got people que tienen una motivación, that they have this motivation, it's because they see something that's in you. But look, it always starts with the leader's self-motivation. And then it includes the entire team as a whole. My motivation is God, my wife, my boys. Like, those are my biggest motivations in this world. It makes me wake up every day, write in my notebook or in my notes in my laptop or devices that I have, and to be able to say, hey, what's my have to do's for the day? But what am I grateful for today? And sometimes it can be as simple as, for example, today, earlier this morning, my wife and I went on a breakfast date and we went to Long Beach, California. We went to a really good bagel shop. Shout out to the Flores family. They got us hooked on these bagels and we just had an opportunity, and that motivates me. It motivates me to be connected. It motivates me to see her smile. It motivates me to have some laughter, because we did have some good laughs on our way back home. And I want to carry that out for the rest of the day. And look, I know there's moments where we're going through some things, but I hope that if you and I ever get to work together, know that my motivational mindset comes from a sincere place. Please don't assume that I'm just trying to get to another role. No, I authentically want to see you win. The famous words of a great mentor of mine, that my success is your success. You know, I'm going to share this tomorrow on, like, what do you do when you have haters in your life? And I want to share this quote, but I'm going to save it for the next episode. But my hope today is that you guys just understand that being a great leader that motivates is someone that is a talent magnet, that really enables others, understands the why, is a great communicator, but more importantly makes these connections one-on-one to really, really get it everyone amped. But at the end of the day, you got to take care of you. So my hope is that you find the time and be physically, you know, spiritually and emotionally healthy to be able to spark that motivational mindset. And it's hard, but every day I'm reminded of how blessed I am. That only allows me to be able to bless others. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I have. And I hope you guys enjoyed this one. This one's a little longer just because I feel like I rambled. But more importantly, I just really wanted to kind of get that point across, right? That the reason about Fuel Pasión podcast is really understanding that, how do we fuel that pasión to be the best leaders, the best people in our community? And one of the biggest ways is understanding motivation in my life, as well as in others. So, como siempre, immerse yourself in cultura, continually grow in your faith, y como siempre, always make those conexiones. This is Noan el Boricua, and como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.